little man, my goodness, he's really getting on my nerves.
Welcome back to another episode of Not My Bag. I'm Joe.
And I'm George.
And we have a very iconic duo here today. It is Sophie and Katie Price.
Why are you picking up yourself, though?
Why not?
How are you both?
Yeah, good. How are you?
You might just say something. So the difference, clearly you're brothers, clearly we're sisters.
Yes.
Clearly we don't look like each other and clearly you two
exactly.
don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what's your age difference between your ages?
We've got 5 years between us.
Five and a half.
What's up?
The half matters.
Yeah, the half does matter.
It definitely happened on this side. What were we?
You're 11 years old.
Oh,
than me. 11 years.
Look. I said you don't look it.
You don't. Do you guys argue a lot? Because you've got a podcast as well, don't you?
So. Yeah, we do. We argue, and it lasts for about 3 days. And then normally one of us will text each other, being like, are you watching so and so? Or we're going, me, me. And then it's over
me,
with.
Me.
That's how we
we're
do
quite
it.
Quite like
well.
That as well.
We're
yeah.
exactly the same. Stubborn though, stubborn she is.
So's he.
I build up and build up, and then I'm like, you're pissing me off. And that's
I'm like, what have I done?
What have I done?
That's George.
And he's sitting there like, what have I missed? And he's like, what the fuck have I missed?
Yeah.
And he's sending me paragraphs.
He'll just be being normal. So I think that's the worst thing. Like, he'll do something that on a normal day wouldn't piss me off, but like,
because he's
annoyed.
In a mood. Yeah.
Yeah. He did it with me once where he said, the thing that topped me off the most is where he said, oh, well, did your nan, what did you say about the cardigan? Did nan knit that cardigan? I just went into one. Well, I went crazy. Normally I just laugh, but I went fucking ballistic, didn't I?
Yeah, I got him on a bad day. Fucking really bad.
Sounds like you're like me with Sophie. Is she like, or if she has a go, I'd be like, it's all right, Sophie, just calm down.
No, do you know what it is? It's because if I ever go to her, Kate will then like start thinking, right, in therapy, this is now I handle confrontation and stuff like that.
Right.
But Kate will go to me, do you know what, Sophie? That's absolutely fine. I'm going to let you calm down and then we'll talk about
it. Your feelings are valid. Oh. Your feelings are valid. I feel you. I hear you. I'm going to give you a minute.
That.
And you're like,
and then she can't have a go at me. And I'm like, well, I've told you I've learned from therapy, so you can't have a go at me about it.
Have you been watching Love Island?
Oh my God, let's actually talk about that.
Yes!
We were very into All Stars.
So
what did you think?
In the beginning, I was like, oh, how's this going to work? Because they didn't have Cass and Moore and all of
that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they didn't actually, did
I
they?
I just thought about that as well.
Yeah, but I knew Hannah would win in.
She's lovely.
Yeah, she's
I'm
lovely.
Going to her birthday party tonight.
I'm supposed to be going
Jimbo.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, come.
Well, I'm going to have my lips and that done. What time does it start? She's messaged me. Yeah, maybe I will.
Come along. I'm going. We're going.
Maybe I will, but I've got my pink suitcase.
Oh, fuck it.
What that's
got
to do with it, I don't know. Well, I'd only be wearing this, what I've got on.
Oh, I'm going cash. I'm taking this off, yeah.
I've got my moon boots on, a cat suit, and like a biker jacket.
Don't honestly do it.
But it's all in the eyes.
give us your eye look then.
She says my eyes always change. Look, how we've gone from lover now to my eyes.
I've gone really quickly.
Like, so if I do a shoot, say you're the camera and I just look like that, or I sort of go, I don't know, do they change?
Yeah, I can see it. Smizing. Naomi Campbell would be proud.
Isn't it? Well, it's fucking worked for all these years, so I don't care.
Exactly.
Anyway,
Love Island.
So, Jimbo tonight, maybe. So Hannah, I love Hannah, but she said to me when she came out, she felt old because of her outfits, this and that. But that
she
is Hannah.
Great. She looked great. I think she looked better than
that
a lot
is
of them,
Hannah. Like,
yeah.
We both love the fake look. And what's weird, when I looked at Hannah, because I know my boobs are bigger because we've done shoots together, and I'm always like, look at your boobs, look at your bum. And I thought, hers look massive. God knows what mine must look like then in a bikini. And I thought, maybe I won't show mine so much in a bikini.
I love it how you just gone like.
Maybe I won't just show as much.
But as for the girls and the guys, let's talk about them.
Right, so Georgia Harrison, Georgia Steele weren't my cup of tea.
Right, did you watch the documentary on Georgia Steele when she went with that fraudster?
No, we haven't seen it yet.
So it makes me straight away think money grabber.
Oh, God.
Just being honest. Because he came, made out he was a footballer and this and that, had the money, the suave. If you're going to go for this, expect to be bitten. Nothing's always what it seems. I just thought money grabber.
Okay. Yeah,
fair.
Right?
Valid.
Yeah.
And I don't know. She always ended saying people's names, like, isn't it Soph? Like, I don't know, like, you mean Soph.
Like Toby, like in a conversation. You know, you say that stuff when you're annoyed with someone.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, Katie, like, but that's how she'd start a conversation. It's quite odd.
She's very pretty.
Yeah, she
and
is.
Even if she was in this room in front of me, you're very pretty, but your personality has made you ugly to me. Sorry, I thought she was pretty. I'm just being honest.
It's people's opinions.
Because she's fit, but her personality made her ugly because she lied and lied and lied. Mm. And I was disappointed. God,
that whole situation made me love like Callum and Molly, like that whole thing. I loved them. When they went in and they did that kind of bombshell thing, I was screaming at the TV. That was like TV gold to me, wasn't it?
But, Georgia's still as well. Like,
all right,
every time someone comes in,
someone
we're
else.
Talking about Love Island, I mean, the people, and every time someone comes in, oh no, I've had history. Oh my God,
who hasn't she had history with?
Let's talk about the men then. We've done a couple of
Callum's
girls.
Fitting.
Anton, Callum.
Callum's
what are you saying?
So, yeah, Callum.
Well, Anton.
But now the tits are coming out.
Apparently, I'm his celebrity crush. Callum, I didn't like Callum at first, but then he grew on me.
I thought he was
Callum's
just really nice.
Callum's so lovely.
Yeah, he looks lovely. Tom, he just doesn't say much, does he? I don't know if I would trust him. There's a glint in his eye. I don't know if I would trust him.
Apparently, it was the edit. Apparently, he's really funny, but just the edit didn't like favour
him.
Yeah, he's
really quiet.
Yeah. But there were some rogue ones. What about the guy that went with Demi? You know, the one with the, apparently he had like
George?
Gum disease or whatever.
Oh my God! Oh! Right!
Lewis!
Didn't we?
Mouthful breath.
Yeah. Sorry, that was really loud. Really loud.
Everyone noticed they're like cushions.
I was watching his TikToks and loads of dentists were screenshotting it and talking about it, and they were like, his lips probably taste like irony, like from the veneer.
Oh my God, that makes me puke.
Yeah, we did know that.
You know, like if you talk to someone, they got smelly breath and you sort of go breathe out. When someone's talking to you because you don't want to smell their breath.
We've all been there.
But no, poor, because he was a good looking guy.
Though, yeah.
Some of the outfits she wore, there was one outfit, like an all in one, and I messaged you, didn't I? I was like, that outfit, and you were like, I know.
Well, it was for TV.
I must say though, Hannah's outfits were my favourite.
Yeah.
And apparently, Molly was telling us last week when she was on that she'd put on like a gorgeous fit, and then the producers would say over like the voice of God would be like, "You're going to strobe on the camera," and she'd be like, "I'm fucking strobing, I need a cigarette because
because she had all her outfits made and stuff.
She looked good, didn't she?
The thing is, if you're on that TV, I bet all they wanted to do at night is just put on a tracksuit and no makeup.
But imagine getting dressed. I mean, we don't really get dressed up, but imagine doing that every night.
But you know, the thing is, you'll know you're gonna do it. But my thing is, what if you actually can't do your hair and makeup? Does that mean you can't get on the show?
I was gonna say that because they all
always look immaculate,
and they all do it themselves, isn't it? They never bring anyone in.
They look
well, Whitney,
so
you
should
have 3 hours to get ready.
Yeah, 3 hours.
I wouldn't even have to tongue my hair, let alone or blow dry it. Like,
yeah, so actually, you've made a valid point there. It's like Drag Race, isn't it? You're like, well, if you can't do it,
then
now what?
Well, it is. It's a show. And Hannah said to me, it was like twice a day you had to keep doing your hair and make it got exhausting.
But they're all so bored,
aren't they? They all come out and they say, like, day to day, they actually don't do anything. Like, they literally just sit there.
Mm.
Like, they have to tell
them
to talk.
They need you
stuff.
As a special guest to kind of
imagine
up.
That if I walked in there. Right, boys! Sit down, mummy's here. Mummy MILF has arrived.
If you were there, who would you have coupled up with? If you were in that lineup
Callum,
of girls.
For me.
Do you reckon?
Callum for you.
Yeah. He just seems the most normal. Although, Chris, I do like a funny guy.
Oh, he was funny.
Chris was funny.
Yeah, true.
I thought, I'd probably go there. If I wasn't married.
me. I don't know, I'd have to see the connection.
Oh, you're such a cringe.
Obviously, I'm taken, so I can't think of that.
Do you know what I love? Dance bit. Where they have to come
my
and
God,
do the dancing.
I would be filth as fuck at that.
What would you come out as?
Fucking literally. No, she's always got to leave something to the imagination. Oh my God, because I know what I'm like in front of a camera when I do a photo shoot. I don't keep still my hairs here. I'm like an animal. Jesus.
You know what? I just got off
I'm
an animal. Be a lemur.
I would be like,
do you remember
it's
that?
All about the eyes. I would smash it. Smash it. You know I'd be dirt at that. I would be good
would
at that.
Would you be like a leopard or something?
Yeah, but just like, you know, like when they're sitting there and their nads are there, just like kneel it and be like,
you're disgusting.
Fucking love it, mummy.
So moving on, we met last week properly at Grace's tour, didn't we?
Oh, I was like nuts, like discombobulated.
No, but you were phenomenal. Did you enjoy it?
I did, but because my ADHD, I get so excited. I'm either really bouncing or we had to put ballads on in the room, so, Whitney Houston.
I was
so going
to say, so how do you, like, right. when Kate's in show mode, like, what's
no,
it like?
No, but this is me anyway, I'm not a show.
Yeah. But, like, if you got, it's normally if you've got to sing, because you shit yourself if you've got to sing, but if you've got
to
sing.
I knew the words to that one.
We'll sit in the dressing room, putting on ballads, so we'll have, like, Whitney, Mariah Carey on, Lisa Stanfield,
Celine Dion.
Just to bring the mood down.
Yeah, and we were listening to Titanic.
Celine Dion.
That's
a
favourite.
I love that
film.
Is
it?
Yeah.
So we were sitting there and I'm all quiet and then we're singing ballads and then I'm calm again.
What, like doing all the arms and that?
Exactly. Yeah, no, I was trying to do like the Titanic start of the My Heart Will Go On.
So that's what we did. And then I'm calm and then it comes over that I've got to do a show. Then I'm like, I've got to do a show. Ah, and then I make everyone else go. Ah.
You came out like and came across really well though. Like the TikToks I've seen from the crowd, have you seen them?
Oh really? Did they like it?
So funny.
My tits look massive. No, I've realised looking at myself. What the fuck?
Sort you know what it out, I saw, Kate? Though? There was loads of girls with boyfriends and all the girls the TikToks. Like that. And then you pan to the boyfriends and they're like...
The TikToks are like... The TikToks are like, thank you to my boyfriend for putting up with me. And then it's like him sat in the crowd looking at you and then it pans around to you singing. It's
no,
so funny.
No, really,
yeah,
it's
some really good TikToks. Yeah.
So funny.
No, I enjoyed it.
Did you shit yourself singing?
No.
Give us a little tune.
Well, my throat's gone.
Go on, just a quick.
I've got you.
Do it again, really try.
Touch me like no one else. Take me a million miles from where
Should
we
all
are.
Sing?
I don't know this song.
Hold me until the moon don't see the stars.
Okay, well done.
Yeah, I loved it. Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thank you. I
don't, you don't know that song. It's because I made it myself. I actually did, but I am singing them at the Gay Pride. So I've been booked to do one. Got 40 dates up and down
40?
The country to do Gay Prides and some Party in the Parks, doing half hour sets, three of my own songs and three club classic covers.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I saw you doing Show Me Love on TikTok as well. On some, in a bar or something.
Oh no, that would have been shit. When you say bar, drunk, me, yeah.
Gone.
But when I know it's a song I can sing and I do it properly, I can. Yeah. But when you're karaoke, they have shit mics and that's my excuse why I sounded shit.
And JJ was watching you sing as well. Congratulations.
Yes. Did you watch Married at First Sight?
I did. Did you?
Yeah, I did. Did you? Yeah.
Did you?
I actually didn't, no.
What did you,
what do you think? Like, what
did you say first? You say first.
No, like, so no, he told me a lot about the show and how it's like any TV when they make you do things.
It's all
like
provided and stuff.
Yeah. But he was very disappointed he got Bianca. Apparently he was supposed to be set up with Erica.
Oh, I could tell he was disappointed with Bianca.
I've never seen
a man look so...
I did
feel bad for her though, because I think... On both sides of it. God, I got fed.
I loved it, though. I'd never watched any show, but I did watch that.
It hooked me in. Did you watch it as well?
No,
you've got to watch it. Because
when
she
went to me, I'm seeing like JJ or whatever, I was like, I have no fucking idea.
Do you want to see
JJ? Yeah.
Actually, I think...
He looks so much better now, and he was quite quiet on the show.
He was.
And then he went with Ella.
But I don't think he was himself because of the whole thing with Bianca. Like, he didn't really know what to say.
He don't like hurting anyone. Yeah. He's so gentle. And then, obviously, they set him up with Ella because he likes that type. But when it come to the crunch, it wasn't his type.
Right. She was so different to his type. And then, like, the arguments, that was the biggest argument in the series, wasn't it, really? It was when... everyone found out about him and Ella and the texting on those little knockings.
Yeah.
They have these little knockings and they're only allowed to text other cars.
Did you know they're not allowed their own phones for 10 weeks? They literally have no...
10 weeks?
10 weeks are in there.
George, it's like Love Island on steroids.
Yeah. Fuck 10 that. Weeks, yeah. No phone.
That's mental.
I think the only couple left together are Tasha and Paul. I think everyone else is split up
that's
now.
That's it.
How did it start with you and JJ? Did you just...
Was it DM?
See him
well,
out?
I didn't realise he'd messaged me 2 years ago. I didn't realise.
Oh, well, you just snooped on his Insta and then...
No, he got diabetes in December.
So she slipped into his DMs to say, I hope you're all right.
Well, basically, yeah.
No way.
You're such a bitch.
Basically,
so.
You did so, didn't you? Let's be honest.
That's what I did do.
Oh, I hope you're all right with your diabetes.
Yes, because I'm a caring person. I know. And I watched him on the show and I thought he was fit on the show. And I thought if he likes Ella, then surely he'd like me.
Sure.
So,
that's
sure. Sure. So that's how it happened. And then he was like, oh my God, I'm embarrassed. I went, why? Because look, I've messaged you before. I said, no, you haven't. So someone must have deleted his message from him.
Okay.
And then he screenshot it. So, which was quite good because he had messaged me before and I obviously fancied him. And then I said, how are you? And then,
how's the diabetes?
Yeah, it's serious though.
I know it is. I just I'm fishing.
And so then we got talking and I didn't.
She's trying to block me out now.
No, I'm not. I just didn't want a boyfriend. When I split from Carl, I did not want a boyfriend. Right. Had enough of boyfriends, exhausted with it, exhausted with marriages. I just think there isn't a man who will put up with me and my job and understand me instead of trying to control me and tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And I thought, done with it. But then how we started talking, it wasn't even like that. It started just being like something I haven't had before. Like, it's not like, oh, can I fuck you? Or do you want to meet up? Oh, we'll have a fuck or Netflix and chat, whatever. it was nothing like that. So, yeah. And I think...
He's a gen.
He is. Yeah, and I think in relationships, boundaries. I've never had them. You have to set your boundaries, what you want, what you're about, and then go from there. Because I've never done that. I normally jump from one to the other to the other. Mm. And it's always been toxic.
Yeah.
So I've just done this one different.
When you know, you know. As you guys at home know, me and George have been trying to improve our language learning, haven't we?
Yes, I think it's going quite well at the minute.
We've been using Babbel and I think that we're doing really well. We're using it around the house and we thought, why not put it to the test today and play a little game with Babbel? So
Joe's going to be quizzing me. He's got some words there. I've got to guess the word, guess what language it's in. I'm kind of nervous.
And see who wins. So let's see and put your language learning to the test. So I'll start off. We'll put some time on the clock. Let's kick it off. So, Zabava.
Is that German for clock?
No, it is not. Next one. That is actually party in Croatian.
Oh.
Next one. Melones.
Melons in Spanish.
Correct.
Yes!
Correct. You got one.
Woo!
Next one. Coquetal.
Cocktail in Portuguese?
Yep, correct, 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 correct.
Yeah, man.
Next one, television.
Television in France.
Okay, that one was quite
easy.
That one was quite easy, but you know, he got it. Television in France. Next one.
Oh, in France.
you did.
In French.
Next one, Kruger.
Belgium.
No, that is actually jugs in German.
Well, you didn't let me say what it was, but it's fine. It's fine, Joe. Carry on.
I love a pair of jugs, as you can tell, today's episode. Next one. Kuchibiru.
It sounds, I don't know.
Kuchibiru. It's lips in Japanese.
Okay, I was never going to get that.
I thought he was going to get that one.
No,
Kuchibiru.
Yeah.
You did all right, to be fair. You did all right. You did, I mean, who's not going to guess melones is melons in
and
Spain.
And television.
Do you know what I mean?
In France.
I think we did it right. I mean, you still got some learning to do.
I know.
But you got to learn from the language master, which is myself.
That's why I've got Babbel. Because there's still learning to do, but it is made easier with Babbel. See that as well. This is pretty cool. Not going to lie, guys. See that? Not my bag times Babbel.
You can take advantage of Babbel's amazing offer to learn a new language or just improve your English.
Right now, Babbel is offering 6 months free with a purchase of a 6 month subscription.
Using the code BAG, B-A-G-G.
So go to babbel.com/play
for 6 months free.
That's it.
babbel.com/play using the code BAGG for 6 months free.
Babbel, your guaranteed path to speaking a new language.
Thank you, Babbel, for sponsoring today's episode of our podcast.
So now let's get back into it.
And I love to people watch. Like, I look at girls and I think, fucking hell, how long did it take them to get ready? Where did they get that outfit to match this and that? When all I want to do is walk in flip-flops, dive in the pool and not give a shit about my hair and makeup. I'm just rock it like that. Sorry.
You're right.
No, but do you know what I mean? I can't be arsed. I am what I can't be arsed to dress. I am what I am.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I get in
you.
The pool and...
Well, to be fair, you probably wouldn't want to get in the pool there.
Oh. Why?
I would get syphilis.
Yeah, probably.
You get something.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bit green and it's just a lot of feet.
It's not. It's more like everyone's in it. So you don't know what body fluids are in it.
So they don't go to the toilet. They'd rather jump in the pool and look cool.
Yeah. We've all been there.
I'd be there.
We went to...
That'd be me.
We went to David Guetta's villa and they put too much chlorine in the pool, but like people are frightened. Like, it was like a big party thing, so people like frying up in the pool. Girls are getting their
nannies
out. All sorts is going on, right? And girls' hair was going like green.
All
like,
my jewelry,
girls were going green. George's jewelry strips.
It's like real sterling silver and that, but it just it like oxidized and went thingy because it was so strong. Because they knew everyone was going in there, so they thought let's crank up the chlorine and it like kill everything that will be left in
they
there.
They did kill everything.
No, girls' hair like extensions were green when they woke up. It was like this color.
Yeah,
they
waking
up like it was awful.
Yeah, so
it was a story though.
Yeah, that was a
Isn't it weird? How have we got on to talking to like to Love Island?
It always happens.
Just so chlorine just to pissing in a pool.
Are you going on any holidays this year?
I want to go back to Thailand. I love you. Been to Thailand?
I've never.
Been. Oh, I love it.
He's a Dubai person.
Oh, I've never really done Dubai.
So I've been once, and from my point of view, apart from shopping and like a water park and like a bit of a beach, what else do you do there? I know you've got sand dunes.
It's I don't know. It's more of like. I'm just like quite a big foodie and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's nice to go to the restaurants, rooftop pool, stuff like that. I don't know. It's just like...
He basically sits around and eats sushi.
Yeah. I love sushi and stuff.
So I've never done Dubai. I've only done it filming. So we never really saw it.
Right.
But I'd love to go. I wouldn't know where to go, what to wear, what places to go. How would you know what to...
It's hard because there is a massive perception around it. When you're there, it's actually okay.
When you look at Instagram, you always see girls and guys that are all like so done up, like little... And I think... Oh, do you have to dress up?
I
want to
do Thailand. That sounds chill.
Do you know what I love about Thailand? No shoes, shorts, bikini top. That's the whole holiday. Natural, no makeup, massage every day.
The
food is amazing. The street food, you know, like when they really make it.
Yeah.
And there's hairdressers, everything there for a blow dryer.
I want to go.
Oh, I just love it. The people are so nice.
Oh, we'll have to.
It's just a different place. I just love it there.
Yeah.
Guess where I'm going this summer?
Well, let me guess. Wales.
No, I'm going to... I'm actually going to Cornwall.
Oh, my God. Where? Because mum and dad go all the time.
That's where mum and dad go every year. We have a massive picture of St. Ives in our
When we're on Gogglebox, the whole background is pictures of St. Ives.
Oh, my dad drove 8 hours in one day to go down there to Aspects, get it and drive it back.
Really?
I've been there every single year.
For
the last 20 years,
I love it.
Yeah.
But how did you guess I knew it'd be somewhere like that?
Do you do holidays together ever or not?
We used to when we were younger. We used to do the old centre parks, didn't we?
Yeah. Do you know what my dream holiday?
Gran Canaria, mum used to drag us along to.
Yeah. My dream holiday is, I don't know where it is, but I could tell you what it is, but I wouldn't know how to book it. You know when you see like the tree houses that come off?
Yeah.
From a mountain, you've got all the waterfalls and the jungle.
Maybe Alaska.
Really? Like out there in the jungle.
Airbnb.
What, like the Amazon forest?
Something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
They're like, like Sweden, Finland, Iceland. They're like in a mountain, aren't they?
Is that what they are? But really hot and that, but tropical. And they're like,
stuff like that's probably like
you
Thailand
went to Switzerland,
way, that way,
isn't it?
I'd love a holiday like that.
Switzerland was nice.
We went away New Year's Eve, my dad's 60th, and we rented out this house in Sussex, but it was where they filmed.
Oh, we're Sussex!
Are you?
Yeah.
Amberley?
We're Brighton.
Amberley!
In the castle?
No, because we were in a sex house. It was where they filmed Slag Wars with the Cop Destroyers.
What, in Amberley?
Yeah, they filmed it in Amberley. A bit of local gossip for you there.
Yeah, we live near Amberley, West Sussex.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous around there. What, near Arundel and that?
Yeah. I used to work at Arundel Castle as a tour guide when I was at uni.
Mum and dad love it.
Sad fucking Arundel Castle.
Off. You
couldn't film anything worse.
You come round the castle. What are you on
just
about?
Just to get a free cup of tea and a biscuit.
Yeah, to show you the gardens.
Fucking weren't interested in garden. I'd rather let the dog shit in it.
Don't be nasty. Love Arundel Castle.
Oh, please.
It's very pretty. Great Chinese in Arundel.
Is that the one up the
high
street?
They have got like the lake
at the top,
where you can get the, what you call out as well?
What?
The canoes up
in the river. The kids
love that. Yeah, that's quite nice.
Our mum and dad had their first date in a hotel in Arundel High Street.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
It is nice
to have. That's the one.
Yeah. Do you know who goes there? Duke of Norfolk goes there for a pint. How sad am I that
Who's
I know
Duke
that?
Who's Duke of Norfolk?
He is. I'm not even going to go there.
You guys are so
Is there a Duke of Suffolk as well and fucking Norfolk? What else is there?
I'm not going
Folkestone. Duke of Folkestone. The thing is, because she done her degree and master's in old history.
Old history.
Did you?
Yeah, I haven't got a fucking clue who anyone is.
Yeah, I did.
I wouldn't know
but
either.
Henry the Eighth or Sixth or Seventh, I couldn't tell you how many, but she knows everything
Do
about
you?
It.
Have you seen that new Mary and George thing coming out?
Oh, I want to see it.
I watched three episodes. It's all like
is
mad
it
sex, so much sex.
I want to see
it's really
it.
Good.
You are a geek. Like, she'll go to museums on her own to look at artwork. I mean, who does that?
Do you know what? Actually, since I've had Albert, I have not done that. I haven't done that for 2 years on my own.
Yeah, but who would do it?
Me. People do it.
You go to the cinema on your own.
There's nothing, I'm quite comfortable with myself.
Do you know what? A lot of my friends do that.
Why?
I mean, it's a weird place to go, like, on dates or anything like that, because you can't talk,
yeah,
innit?
Yeah,
like,
but no, but dates and cinemas, this is what they're for.
I knew,
right?
What are you
going to
say?
I knew this as soon as
it's
you said
nothing.
That.
I love a date in a cinema, because once you can do your bombastic like that.
What, you
like,
what?
Checking them out, their knees, if they're moving. But then, like, if you drop something, you can sort of lean over and touch their leg. You just, that little bits of touch. I'm quite a touchy-feely person, or...
Did you say that's your love
right,
language?
Babe. On that,
do you say
definitely
you love, like,
love. Yeah, I love it. Touchy, caring. Like,
I'm having visions of you in a cinema now.
Well, like, that's your leg. Like, you could go, you're right. That's the first start and see if they move their leg or whatever. Or if you drop something, you sort of go, oh, not over there.
Someone in my school did. Did
you know what I mean or not? You know what I mean.
I know what you
go
mean.
On, what are you
Someone
saying?
Someone at my school did anal in the cinema.
What? Yeah, but you would see.
But they said that there was no one else in there. But then the people.
There's cameras.
There's cameras.
I saw a TikTok the other day and it was like, when next time you're at the cinema, just remember this. And they've got like 10
cameras.
They have,
because when I vape
really?
In it and I think I'm doing it under my jumper and hide
Someone
the light on the vape,
down.
They see you.
Yeah.
On the light.
They catch you.
Yeah, no, they've got like 10 cameras in the cinema.
Yeah, they do.
Scary.
I think back in the day, people probably did all that little touchy touchy.
So what do you do in your spare time then? If not, obviously not going to cinemas on your own.
Well, in my spare time... Well, I've got horses.
Yeah,
okay.
So I love my horses. Or hair, nails,
podcast.
But in my spare time, I don't know, because I just make myself busy.
I was
going to
say, tell us more about your pod, because I'm avid watcher and see all the clips and everything. But
we're in the top five comedy. How the fuck
did
you? That happen?
That's good.
That's banging.
No, but how?
Because you're funny. We haven't been laughing.
You're both polar opposites, so it really works.
But we're not. If you saw us and our family, then
but
it's
funny.
That
was funny. Never our intention to be funny, was it?
Well, we're not. Well,
you are.
We are.
I think
that's so how did the idea like come
I've
about?
I've got a dry sense of humour. But what makes me laugh is the in-betweeners. That is my humour.
Right,
like Jay Cartwright and stuff.
That's my humour.
Bus bankers.
Yeah.
Shut up, you like only fools and horses.
I fucking love
it. Oh, I love it. Everyone in the family.
I could have that on day and night.
Yeah, well, I like in between us.
Yeah.
And Kevin and Perry go large.
Oh, so funny.
That's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the podcast, right. How did that come about? But you got asked and they sort of said, do you want to do it as well, Soph? And we were like, yeah, all right. And that was it, really.
Well, did you have like, any concept for it? Or do you? Because you do it at home, don't you?
And yeah,
is it
home.
Like over Zoom, like each other's houses type of thing?
Yeah, so she's at home, I'm at home, when my computer works, when kids haven't done this or that, like, and then we panic, oh, we got to do it, and then we're stressing out the kids. Oh,
yeah. Did you do it every week?
Yeah, every week.
Consistent. Yeah. And I think what I like about doing a podcast, because when I started my career back in the ancient days, it was all print, it was just print, magazines and print.
Yeah.
She didn't have a voice.
Yeah. Mm.
And I think that's where the media sort of created this character of me, because I couldn't control it or anything. But whereas these days, I can use things like this as a voice.
Yeah.
So if there is anything, I could put the record straight, this, that, and talk about my views and this. And well, I just love talking anyway. Every single person has an opinion. Not everyone agrees on things.
Mm.
And we don't always agree on things.
No.
and just talking about everyday stuff, life experiences.
I think it's eye-opening, and some of the things, like, as you've just done there, you go from, like, through the levels of being excited and, you know, finding that comedic side of things, but then also talk about what you just did. Like, you did it on Grace's tour really well, I think.
Yeah.
Where you talk about what the media have done.
They're awful.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is shit.
And I think with the pod, it's like, we just look at it as a catch up every week, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, which is
like,
lovely.
Get your cup of tea
and I love getting the readers' questions.
Yeah, so do I. I love that. I love that.
Because it's like, I know what I'm going to say, whether it hurts them or not. You've got to hear the truth.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's only like, right, when we come on here and talk about Love Islanders and stuff, like, if you're on a show like that, everyone's got an opinion.
We are going to talk about it.
You might not agree with it, but it's an opinion at the end of the day.
It's an opinion. And always, if you stick to it's opinion, like, not I know or hearsay, because you'll get in trouble for that. Like, I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
If you always say it's my opinion, you're safe.
Also, I think that you must have an idea in your head that if you're putting yourself on a platform, that is part and parcel of it, right? I would expect that if I went onto a show like that, I would know I'm going to come out and I'm not everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah.
So when people then come up to you at events, they're like, you said this about me in the podcast. I was like, no, I said about you on Love Island.
People say that to you.
Oh, no, you mentioned me.
Are you serious?
Someone come up to the Brits after fight. I'm not going to say names.
Oh, are you give us a No, but this is like me. When I started this industry, I was trained to be a registered nurse. So I never had a clue I'd be this long in the industry. So people probably don't know who Jordan is, but I started off as Jordan. I changed my name because I wasn't going to do Page Three, which used to be in The Sun. And there were so many models there and that, and I looked up to thinking, oh, I'd love to be famous, this and that. We're on about 30, I'm celebrating 30 years this year that I've been in the industry. When I look back, all the stuff I've done, covers of magazines, newspapers, this, that, like, it's just unbelievable life that I've had. But I've been one of the lucky ones that I can evolve with. Now it's TikTok, Instagram. So I'm more diversity, where I can still go and do a program for channel BBC 1, 2, or 3, 4. There's not many people like that, but I mean, I know that I'm lucky that I could be diverse.
Yeah.
But what I hate in this industry, there is room for everyone. And it's always the people who've done a show.
Yeah,
they come out, think they're going to get free hair extensions, free makeup, free clothes, free this, free that, with an entourage who kiss their arsehole, making out you're going to get this deal, that deal. And then you don't hear about them. Treat everyone the same on the way up as the way down, my darlings.
That's a good bit of advice. Amen to that. That's a good bit of advice.
But it is, at the end of the day, we're all the same.
Yeah.
Like, just don't let it go to your head.
Yeah.
Enjoy the parties, whatever you do. But just remember who you meet on the way up, on the way down. And the reason I say it, now when I do like Channel 4 and BBC, the directors and producers of them shows were ones when I used to do...
Some of them were like runners.
Runners when I used to do my Katie Price shows. And now, because they remember me years ago, they're booking me now. Like, when I did Sign by Katie, the guy who did that, he knew I loved crime.
Okay, fine.
So that, when did I do Sign by Katie? Oh, 20 God, years,
years ago?
Because you're doing more crime stuff, aren't you, now?
Yeah, so because of him, he went to the channel, Channel 4, and went, look, I know a new person who loves crime. Because they were looking for someone, he said Katie Price, and they were like, Kate. Anyway, I got on a Zoom with them, and I've met them. They were like, Jesus Christ, you know more about crime than we ever thought. So now we've put some that I'm going to interview serial killers on death row in Texas at the end of the year.
That's pretty
good. I would never have got that unless the producer I worked with 20 years ago remembered me talking about crime.
Yeah.
So who you meet on the way up is all, you know, treat everyone the same.
Yeah, 100%. So you going together to do that?
No, that's
just me.
Yeah. Are you?
I love things like
are you,
that.
Are you excited?
I'm so into crime, murders, all of that.
Because didn't you, so you said on Grace's show that someone wrote into
you? Yeah, a murderer wrote to me.
Yeah, to fight for this.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. Like it all
you random
mentioned
this,
stuff.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and I thought, oh, what's this? Opened it.
Do you know, I love it how they just get your address.
Yeah, I was just like, that.
We don't have the yellow pages
anyone
and that
gets
anymore.
My address, you just Google it. It's like, I've got no privacy. Like, I opened this letter and I thought, well, it looks like old person sort of writing, a bit old-fashioned, a bit scribbled and that.
Yeah, yeah.
That I could quite make
style
it out.
Of writing.
Yeah,
yeah.
But then I could make out that it said, I'm writing to you, but then it was like, murdered my girlfriend and I want to talk to you or something like that. Anyway, it was called the Costa Cannibal Killer. Google it now.
I'll do it.
Costa Cannibal killer, just so you know I'm telling the
truth. Can I just say, I love it how you brought him to the beach at the end of Mum's Road interview him.
Oh my God. Oh.
So that's him, he wrote to me.
He needs to get on a treadmill.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so he wrote to me.
Wait, he's out now?
Yeah, I interviewed him.
60 is free after being jailed and spent 12 years and he's in East London.
Might be around the corner.
Yeah, be around the corner.
Wow. And so what did he do? He ate her.
So...
as well.
So he
nice guy.
So the reason he got to Spain was he hadn't been brought up in a nice environment, got abused and stuff like that, and he was used to doing like robberies and bank robberies or security vans or whatever. Got arrested for it. They broke his wrist, so he ended up in hospital. While he was in hospital, he did a runner, and he knew someone who got him into France. That's how he got into Spain. Then, obviously, I'm cutting the story short. He met, because you'll see the interview, he met the woman and moved in after about 4 days. She'd had a drink.
Sounds like me.
Yeah. They were talking about or something. She was taking the piss out of him. So he said that she had some building work and literally there was like a hammer next to him. Put him in the suitcase and stuff like that.
Did he eat her then?
I asked him, he said he didn't, but...
Right. You never know.
But... He was actually a really nice guy in the way that... No, yeah, what I mean is, like, what fascinates me about killers, serial killers and that, there's always, because I'm such a geek at it all, people don't just kill for no reason. There's normally a trigger in your brain or something for childhood that triggers something off for you to do that. Like you hear with people who kill someone because they've been in a rage. They might have been wound up by their other half so many times, tormented. And one day they're like, rah, and then they don't mean to kill them, what they do. It's all different reasons. Anyway, so I was listening to his backstory. If he'd had any remorse after, did he want to meet the family? Because whenever I watch these programs about crime, they're always generic questions. Why did you do it? What was going through your head? I like to know them kind of things.
Yeah, yeah. No, I do get you. We've been watching that one on Netflix, isn't it?
Which
one? What's the one recently we're obsessed with? The one, the stalker.
Killer, stalker, lover.
Oh, I've seen that.
You've seen
it?
I haven't seen that.
It's really good. You've got to give it a go.
It
really threw me, like the twist in it, but I get really into those.
I've been watching True Detective at the minute. With Jodie, is it Jodie Foster?
Oh, yeah. I love Jodie Foster.
This was in my diary entry that we'll come to in a sec, but I've been watching You on Netflix.
I think seen that one. What's it about again? Because I've seen
it's
everything.
That Joe Goldberg guy.
Oh, you know the like fictional thing where he gets obsessed with the girls and waits outside with the cap on and wanks by the lamppost and all that.
You must have seen that.
I'll show you. So basically, there's a new series coming out and me and my girlfriend were like, oh, well,
I've never watched it. I love it.
Oh, it's so weird. Yeah. He's killed. So I'm on the first season. I've just finished the first season.
While you find it, have you seen the American kid where he said that his girlfriend got kidnapped?
Real
and they come
one.
In wetsuits and all of that.
And it was just one guy, wasn't it?
Have you never seen that? Oh, you'd love
Is
you.
Is it good?
It's really good.
It's
love
fictional,
it.
But he's like, he wait outside.
Look at that.
And then he like chopped up the ex in a cage. Oh, and then
I'm
like,
going to watch that.
Yeah, you'd love it.
Making a murderer.
I never watched that.
Making a murderer.
No, I haven't seen that. I'm watching How to Get Away with Murder, but with, what's her name? Viola Davis. Incredible. But that's really old.
But I love all the dramas, like Sheridan Smith, the teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen that?
For our last segment of
Life
the day,
advice
we have our diary entries, right? So this is George's and I've got mine and we want you to
read
them out.
Do you want Katie to read yours?
Yeah, if you'd like to. My writing's terrible.
Yeah, both
and mine's
right,
mainly just about Katie because obviously I saw her. That's George's one.
Right, so what should
so
we do?
You can
just
read
got to read it out and then... This is my one's really boring this week.
Oh, I'm George's. Why? Because it looks easy. She's dyslexic and gets nuts.
Give me George's.
That's my one. I've got three. Do you know what? They're not even that exciting because all I did last week was basically go on Grace's talk. But we'll just chat about each point, basically. So,
at least there's one nice thing. But who's first? See, I bet you wish you had that now. That would teach you, wouldn't it? For being cocky. Wanting George's
diary. So if
diary.
You need a hand, I can...
I'm not that bad.
Okay, no, my handwriting is pretty shit, though.
She loves the museum, George.
Yeah, true.
Right, am I going first?
Sorry. You can go
first. So
George,
yeah.
Right, buying lots...
Be enthusiastic.
We are...
We know, we
are the same.
We do that.
We are the same. It's like looking at mirrors of us.
When I go to speak, he goes, oh, right. He goes, fucking sweet, Mr.
He literally responds, he'll go... welcome back to Not My Bag. And I'm like, fuck me. I'm like, listen to her sleep. Do you know what I mean?
That's what I say. Put a bit of enthusiasm in it.
With energy.
Yes.
Right. Are you ready? Right.
Yes. Right. Energy.
George's diary.
George's diary.
Oh, fuck off. I'm reading it.
George's diary.
Right, shut up. Right, buy lots for my flat as I'm moving out next week. Home Sense has changed my life. Still need to buy the essentials. I fucking love Home
Sense. So do I.
Well, the thing is, we've bought bins.
And the range.
We've bought, yeah, we've been to the range. We bought cutlery, bins, like really random stuff. Like, do you know what I mean? But we've got no bedding, no pillows. Like, yeah, we don't know where we're sleeping, basically, but we've got bins.
Yeah.
And we've got toilet roll holders.
It's so nice to get in there with the colours and notes.
Yeah, like, what have we got? We've got throws, we've just bought the sofa. It is going to be fun, but the funny thing is, right, mine and Joe's flats are so fucking different, it's nuts.
Is yours really right, modern?
Mine's
some grey.
Cream grey.
Yeah.
Nice and modern, like, bit of black. He's just any colour you can imagine. That's thrown in a room.
I wanted the living room carpet to be rainbow so that you could put any colour in the room. So like red, purple,
it's just
and
nuts. Lot.
And the main colour's gold. So you've got like gold smeg.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
You're but so like me.
Home Sense is amazing.
I love it.
Home Sense is unreal. I can't lie.
Yep, 100% sold.
Go on, carry on
right
with the
next one. I'm getting some tattoos today and I know you've got tats, Katie. What's your favourite?
Yeah.
Oh,
I remember when you got your first ever tattoo of your bow on your back. You came home and I was like, oh my God, she's got a tattoo.
Yeah, I was 17, had a pink bow. Then I had a pink heart on my moony bit. I mean, my mingy bit, where the Brazilian goes.
The bone.
But at the moment, I like my unicorn on my arm because I love horses.
Yeah, yeah,
that's nice.
But I think I've just had wings done on my back. Haven't finished them yet. I like that. And like here, you can't see, but I've got like, I don't think I can't even see myself with the tail on. I've got like, it's like knickers, pretty frilly knickers, like right, they're tattooed.
Okay.
Because when I'm naked, I want to look pretty.
Right, okay.
So they're like girly. And then I've had wings. No, they're obsessive. I don't know what it is.
George got loads.
No, I don't have loads. I've got like a few like dotted about.
But don't you think they get addictive? Like, I want to be more covered.
That's what I mean. Now today I'm getting like two or three done.
And but then, won't tell us what he's getting done. And no, then he showed us a sketch earlier.
It hurts.
A nice one of him and dad, but he looks bald in it.
Yeah, no, he's going to add shading. So this picture has been my dad's lock screen for years. So we're going
to
get...
because you don't know how to change
so
it.
So we're going
to
get that.
Oh, I love that.
So we're going to add
your
that line.
Your dad's still alive?
Yeah. But it's just like a nice little sentimental
thing. Where are you going to do that?
I don't know, maybe up here. But then I'm scared, right? Because...
Yeah, when start there.
Yeah, like I like my arms and I think they look nice and
but like when you're
clean.
Yeah.
But then when I add it, it's there. Do you know what I mean?
Well, just get one arm done. At least you've got one clean.
This is what I'm thinking.
Arm.
I might do that arm and then this arm can be clean.
Yeah, I've
got a little tattoo there.
Same, because I've gone up to here, but now I want to go up to here, but then when it comes to here, what happens?
Do you want
to
go into
See, Psychic Sally said he was going to get one on his collarbone.
Nah.
Ooh,
that sounds
fucking hurt.
I've got one
hurt
on my heel. It's only little and that killed.
No, I love them.
Yeah, that's why I thought I'd throw that one in there, because I know you like
your
tats.
I can't bear the pain. I have to be numbed.
Do you?
Can't do it.
I really want, I don't know why, I want one round there, but that is the worst.
No,
place
my knee's the worst.
Oh,
my right here, look, it hasn't even done. I probably haven't shaved my legs.
Knee's the fucking worst.
Look.
Oh my God.
So that one, didn't even colour in the end, look. Done that in Thailand, but even then, it just faded.
Oh, yeah, but that's just, it's the worst.
It's really
pain,
detailed, though.
Now that really hurt.
That is the worst pain, innit, your knee?
If I could show my belly button. I've had all the belly button done because I've got like...
I remember we knew someone and they had one tattoo and their tattoo around their belly button was made in England.
No, really?
What else have I got?
I went through Mackie's in a Lamborghini.
Oh, yeah.
Not many people liked that. Well, what happened? What did you order
first?
That's
hard in a car like that.
So
what's your Mackie's order?
My normal Mackie's order.
Hold on, who's Lambo?
My friend Jordan, bright yellow Lamborghini. We filmed a YouTube video. I went through.
What does Jordan do?
Owns like a massive.
How old is he?
Owns a massive car company. So
is he tall?
Tall for your task. No. So we drove through it, but all we could get was chips and water. Because I literally run out of everything else.
No.
At least I can say I've been. You've had some cool cars though, haven't you?
I love cars. I'm still waiting to get my license back. I've had every car. Do you know, my dream car when I was younger, I wanted to have a black Vitara Jeep.
Yeah.
Who will know?
And then I bought a silver convertible Vitara Jeep for £1,750 about 4 or 5 years ago and had it sprayed pink with Barbie for the dogs.
I was about to say, you've had like the iconic, there's been loads of pictures of pink Range Rovers.
Pink Range Rovers, Lamborghini. I've never owned a Lamborghini because I don't like the drive. They're quite a hard drive.
Should
but
I
Ferraris
type in?
Had Ferraris.
What was the one where you could see the
black
engine?
Ferrari. That was a 4.8 or 4.30.
I used to get a headache in that.
I loved it.
I want to get mine.
Was that yours?
Yeah,
that's
Bentley is convertible.
Gorgeous.
When you look at that now, it looks like an old man's car.
Yeah,
literally, I've had Hummer.
You've had all like the big boy whips.
Yeah,
I'll get my girl.
Yeah, yeah. And what I want next, I want it to look like it's from Tokyo. I want the fucking lights underneath.
Underglow.
Yes.
Yeah, underglow.
Wicked. Cherry exhaust, bring it on. Pump, pump, and blow out some pink fucking smoke. She's here.
I still
Boom, boom, with the bass. Boom, boom, with the bass.
I still like a Fiat 500X. Thank you.
Do you? Mum had an Arbar Fiat 500, didn't she?
Oh, they're like, wicked Arbar.
They're like little angry gerbils.
Yeah.
But Arbar's are well expensive.
Wait, were you like...
Yeah, I want to get my car.
You might like my car.
I wish they did like back in the day. They used to do for cars. What was it called?
Max Power.
Oh my god, yeah, what happened to Max Power?
I don't know. They say typical girl driver. I am not. I'm a fucking a manual, whack it in second, get round that corner.
This is my car.
Oh, I love it. Let me hear that. Yeah, I knew that. Love that. I bet when you go to Lakeside and that, under the tunnel. You do the old, don't you?
Pop and bang.
Yes.
I mean, I have no idea.
So, look at us, I love it.
We've got loads in common.
You'll have to take it, you'll have to go out for a spin together.
Yes, you have all your music loud and that's, I fucking love it.
Sunroof.
Everything. Oh, I'm so sad. I get excited when I think of cars. I want to be the boom boom UFO. Look at the state of that car. What has she done to that car? The body kit, like fucking aerodynamic. Love it.
Next one.
Yeah, I love it.
Sorry. That's right.
When it gets to cars, I get excited.
I can't even remember what I put for me last one.
Right. Binge watching you.
Oh yeah,
on
that's
Netflix.
What we spoke about.
Yeah, we've done that.
We've done
that.
Skip it.
Right, your turn.
On to Joe's.
My one are basically Saving Grace related, isn't it?
At least I'm mentioned. Right, anyway, so Dear Diary.
Oh, I didn't do Dear Diary.
Well, that's your fault. I told you to be enthusiastic.
Dear Diary. There you go. You can edit
Dear Diary. I went on Saving Grace in Bristol and saw the strippers in a church.
But they turned the lights off.
We're doing that venue.
Are you? The church? It's a good venue, but because Grace has the strippers and their cock clouds, they couldn't have any of it on stage because it's a church, so they cut the lights.
Do you know what I'm doing in there? Because we said about it, I love Ouija boards and ghosts and that.
I'm going to
call on the ghosts in there and say if there's any...
I wouldn't tell them that you're doing that before,
No, I won't,
maybe.
But I'm going to.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I'm going to have a flame next to me.
So, yeah, some candles. Okay, fine.
I swear on my life I'm doing it. I love ghosts. My house is so haunted, I do
is
it also.
It?
Yeah, bad.
So, Bristol was good.
Bristol's a good venue. Good. I'll definitely do that one, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Part two. Of the diary. Saw Katie on Saving Grace. Loved the singing.
Singing was my favourite part.
I love it, mummy. As Harvey would say.
No, I did. I thought you were incredible.
Did you? Yeah, I love it.
I think it was a really good addition. Do you know what I mean? I wasn't expecting it either. As
An
audience member, when you were like, I'm going to sing, I thought, okay.
Do you think you'll just like perform forever? Just like never stop?
I don't want to stop. It's always, something's always happening.
The thing
happening.
Is, which I think so good, is like you're literally like a household name. Do you know what
Everyone's
I mean?
Everyone's, I get embarrassed when people say it because it's like, you know, when you left school and you're doing what you're doing, I only know that. I don't know any different from a camera in my face to a TV show or a model or whatever. To me, it's normal, but...
Oh, damn, vile.
So to me, I'm like, I'm one of the lucky ones where... I could do anything. I could do speeches, go on TV, documentaries or photo shoots or social media. So I am like, there's not many.
You do it all.
Unique, my
She's
darling.
She's a little workhorse.
I do. I love working.
My darling.
My darling. Do you want to know part three?
Part three.
Of
that's
the diary. I went to the Brits after party and saw Mel C DJ.
She was sick.
What was the Brits like?
Was she?
She was sick. I didn't go see the actual thing. I just went to the after party.
Yeah. Oh, what was that like? Telly. Do you remember when you were younger? Sorry, really sorry.
That's all right.
Like the Brits used to be like a thing, like Saturday night, we all used to get takeaway, yeah. sit down, yeah. watch the Brits. I remember watching the Spice Girls and Jerry Halliwell in that.
Yeah, I just think now it's full of attitudes and weirdos dressing weird.
Yeah, but Mel C was my highlight because she was sick and I think she's really lovely as well. So that was like the highlight of my night, yeah. aside that girl telling me that she had beef with me. I was like, go away.
By the way, I'll always have your back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone slags these guys off, I'm coming for you.
Ditto. But thank you guys for coming on.
It's been so much fun.
No, it's honestly, it's been great energy.
It's been crazy and we've loved every second.
Loved every second of it.
Now they're like, fuck off.
No,
fuck off my studio.
I need a tea. But on that note, guys, thank you for watching at home. Make sure to like and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube.
If you're listening on Spotify, please rate us 5 stars. We're trying to beat the Katie Price pod and get into the top 5.
Don't forget, we're going on tour.
Oh, yes!
We're
going
on tour.
You've got to come and watch.
I will come and watch, 100%. Yeah, I'd love
please.
That. Yeah, we do that, 100%.
Yeah, we're going on tour in May.
And then we can go out after.
Yeah, I'm down.
I need to come see something live. I obviously wasn't at Saving Grace, so.
Yeah, I'm singing as well, 3 songs.
I love it.
I love it!
And we'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much.
Bye!
Bye!